This is Jeff Young. We spoke with scientists at five research institutions, all trying to better understand the effects of oil mixed with the 1.2 million gallons of chemical dispersants floating around in the Gulf. None of those scientists were able to get samples of Corexit from the company that makes it. Here's Professor Ron Kendall from Texas Tech.
We attempted to acquire the Corexit from the manufacturer and basically were given a roadblock and have not been able to obtain it from the manufacturer.
Now, this is Nalco, the company that makes the stuff.
That's correct. This is simple as that. And we attempted to purchase it. And I don't understand that, but we need the Corexit.
Why do you need the samples of the original stuff that was used? Why is that so important to doing this work?
Well, we need the Corexit to learn the full potential impact of the oil in the Gulf. The oil is in many different forms, which we are investigating, and the dispersant affects the oil. It causes chemical changes, and with those chemical changes, there is a resulting differential and the potential toxicity to aquatic life. And so that's what we are getting after scientifically. That's why this is so important.
We called Nalco, the company that makes Corexit. Charlie Pajor is a company spokesperson.
Any academic institution that wishes to contact us about the possibility of getting samples, they can contact us. We have a process we can go through, and we would be more than willing to work with them on trying to meet their requests.
Are you making these samples available when you're getting these requests?
Depending on what the intent of the sample usage is and the signing of a non-disclosure agreement, we evaluate the requests and we respond accordingly.
Have you fulfilled any of those requests to date?
I don't know what the status is of the requests that we may have received. I don't know that.
Have you turned down requests?
Again, I don't know that.
Tune into this week's Living on Earth for more.